Fun times. Now, Socky, you love swinging a bit of hickory, don't you?
I do. Very bad at it, though.
Yeah. Have you got a handicapper? Have you got a...
No.
No. Yep. But you're in retirement now, so you need to find, perhaps golf is your sport, outlet.
I need some tips, and I reckon this next man, Professor.
He might be your guy. All right. Hey, joining us now is one of Australia's all-time greatest golfers. It's Peter O'Malley. Are you there, Pete?
I'm here. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Now, you're there. We're going to have a chat to you for the Hunter Valley WebEx Player Series. It's on up at Oaks Cypress Lakes Resort, and it is free entry. How's it going up there, Pete?
Well, it's good. I've only just arrived up here. I've just had back surgery, so I don't think I'll be given any lessons here at the moment. Shortly there, Steve, but anyway, maybe down the track when I get good, we will. But no, the place is looking great, and there's some really good scoring up here this weekend, and we've got some great scores. So we got a young. I'll just have a look at the leaderboard here.
Is it Kazuma Kabori who's doing very well?
Kamuza is he's at 8 under par, so he's on a run. He's won three out of the WebEx Player Series events already. So he's going fantastic. Phoenix Campbell is a young amateur who's from Victoria who's actually leading at 13 under after two rounds. So the scoring's quite amazing. So and like the thing about Kazuma, like he won the tour school back in April and last year, and he's come out and first year on the tour, and he's already won three events in these things. So and it's amazing. He's a great young talent, born in Japan, grew up in New Zealand, and his sister plays out on the tour as well. He's actually sister lost the playoff here 2 years ago, so quite a good family, not quite in the same ilk as the Ming Ji and Lee, I don't think, but yeah, but right up there.
Can you give us a little insight into the WebEx Player Series?
Yeah.
Pete? Well, it's his third year of the series, and you know, it's just a new concept where the men and the women play for the one event. So, we've had the Australian Open, Vic Opens, where the men and women play together, but playing for different titles. But in this, the men and the women just play. The women play off different tees, but it's just the one event. So it's a fairly good concept, and it's been really embraced well by WebEx. They just come in as great sponsors. We've got some great sponsors up here at Oak Cypress Lakes Resort, and but we're sort of growing more and more events over the schedule in the next few years. So it's an honour for me to be host of this event, and with Jan Stevenson, but it's just a really good thing for men and women playing golf together.
Hey Pete, we've got a couple of minutes to go. I want to get your thoughts on the PGA Tour that's just kicked off, the Genesis Invitational in LA. A couple of Aussies doing all right?
Yeah, Cam Davis, like he's what a talent he is. He's I think he's going to have a great season this year. So, and Jason Day sort of. Body's back in shape a lot better now, and he's up there. It's like Adam Scott usually likes that golf course. So, some pretty good scoring out there today. So I saw Tiger had a shank on the 18th hole this morning. So he's off to a little shaky start, but it's a fantastic event that. And like I haven't played the golf course, but all these Australian guys love it.
Was Tiger wearing his new kit? He's got his Sunday red.
Sunday Red. He's got his own label. He's left Nike after so many years, and he's got his own label. So,
what do you think of the logo? Pomdia. It's a bit Slazenger-ish, isn't it?
It is a little bit, isn't it? Yeah.
I suppose when you've got $1 billion, you don't really need to care about the logo all that much, do you?
Exactly.
So, one more tip from you, Pete. We need. Who do you think is going to impress us over 2024? Do you think it might be Jason Day? He's doing all right.
I think Jason Day's he seems his body's back in shape, so he's had a lot of back issues over the years, and he's changed his swing to counteract that. But I think Cam Davis is the man who's going to have a really good year over there this year. So, but hopefully Scotty can come back out and play some good golf too. So, there's a few good golfers over there, a few good Aussies over there playing well this year. So, I think, but I'm thinking Cam Davis and Jason Day are the two that are going to
stand
out.
Very good. Now, just before we let you go here, we're talking cult heroes today. Obviously, in golf, John Daly stands out sort of above the rest. Can you think of another golfing cult hero that we've missed?
That we've missed?
Yeah.
Robert Allenby.
He's a good one.
Robert was a really, you know, Robert's a great character. So he was a great golfer too. Like as a cult hero, I'm not sure. Like the Tiger's probably.
Yep. Tiger's in there. Yeah.
Yep.
He's got to be up there as the man, Tiger.
I'd say so.
That makes sense.
Hey Pete, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy your time up there in the Hunter Valley. Make sure you get to a few of those vineyards. Buy yourself some buttery Chardonnays. That's what I suggest.
I think that sounds like a really good idea.
It's very nice of it. Thanks, Pete. Have a good afternoon.
And when my back gets better, Steve, I'll come in and have you a golf again.
I'm holding you to that, Pete. Hey, I'll be up there. I am going to be there in the next couple of days at Oak Cypress Lakes, really? Hustling you.
Yeah. I've heard it's all in the hips.
Do you mind if I just send you a few videos and montages of myself playing? You don't mind now that I've got your number?
Exactly. Good. Thanks, Pete. You can attend the Hunter Valley WebEx Player Series at Oaks Cypress Lakes Resort, February 15th to 18th. That's this week. Free general admission entry. Get there, watch some golf. That'd be fantastic.